Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad turns a grand 93 years old today. Born in Alostar, Kedah in 1925, Tun Dr. Mahathir has come a long way from being a medical doctor to being the fourth and seventh Prime Minister of the country. His wife, Tun Dr. Siti Hasma, who turns 92 on July 12th, is also a trained medical doctor. Today, the couple help keep the pulse of the nation beating in their own special way. But the one man who made sure Tun Dr. Mahathir's heart is kept pumping is Tan Sri Dr. Yahya Awang. Tan Sri Dr. Yahya is one of the foremost cardiosurgeons in the country. He's also the founder of the National Heart Institute, IJN, and the Cardiovascular Central Kuala Lumpur, or CVSKL. Tan Sri Dr. Yahya performed two coronary artery bypasses on Tun Dr. Mahathir in 1989 and 2007.
Well, the last time I met Tun was perhaps socially, last year sometime. Mm-hmm. We met at a function. Actually, it was probably Tun Siti Hasma's birthday in his son's house, and I was one of the guests, and I was so happy to see him so well. Well, I feel proud that one of my patients is elected into office at the age of 93 and is still doing very well health-wise. And I wish him well in the future.
And he certainly takes really good care of himself. I mean, as his doctor, no.
Well, one of the main factors in terms of long-term good results is management of risk factors. And I think he manages risk factors very well. He exercises, he takes care of his diet, and I think he has a wonderful wife who looks after him. Tun Siti Hasma, I think, is the person, the doctor in the house. The first operation was in 89. I was surprised that Tun chose our team to be the team doing the operation, should do the operation. Of course, we were young, a young group of doctors. We had about 5 years' experience. I knew that we can do it if given a chance. And it was an honor for us when Tun selected us. He was the Prime Minister then. I think he could have chosen to travel to any part of the world for this operation. But he, which we feel rightly so, chose us. And I gathered the best team in the country then. And I knew that the operation would be a success if we keep our minds and head to it. It's only natural that I feel nervous, but once the operation starts, that fear factor is no longer there. I just concentrate and did my best.
So you and your team of friends, colleagues, will probably be, what I would say, had actually seen Tun's heart, the rare, very rare people who had...
I've seen Tun's heart. I have held it in my own hands, and he has a good heart.
It's a good heart.
I wish that he will continue to have good health. He's a disciplinarian, a very disciplined man who takes instruction from the doctors very well. He looks after his diet. Well, he follows instruction. He follows whatever the doctors want him to do. He is one of our model patients, in fact. And he likes challenges. And every time we tell him to do something, he will do it to the best of his ability, I'm sure. Okay. Well, I think hard work does not kill. Hard work really is a necessary. As you age, it's important that you don't retire completely. And Tun is a good example of all this.
In conjunction with Tun Dr. Mahathir's birthday, Tan Sri Dr. Yahya called on the couple at their home in Sri Kembangan. Astro Awani captured the auspicious moment as three great doctors came together in the house.
President Ramos came here.
I heard.
He went to your kitchen and had coffee.
You're not the one who hit the ball into my
house. No, I didn't. I'm not a good golfer, but that ball wasn't mine. Tun sehat.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I must say.
As the doctors met and reminisced old times, they emphasized the need to keep good health.
You began in the old hospital.
Huh? We began in GH.
GH, yeah, that was where I was
operated upon. That was in 89. Though.
Yeah. And as usual, doctors, when they find that you are flat on your back and unable to do anything, they begin to tell about the problems.
Yes.
And one of the problems was, of course, they don't have a proper place for heart surgery.
That's how our hygiene came up to. Yes.
Yeah.
We were short of facilities. We had, masa kat GH dulu, kita had 4 or 5 beds only. Yeah. That was to cater for the whole need of the country.
Yeah.
So there was not enough facilities. And when Tun asked me, what, I said we should have a heart hospital. And I think IGN has done well. And foreign people are coming to be trained there. Every year that when I was there, we had a Japanese that come.
Training. Yeah.
They come for a year. Because in Japan, the training is a bit prolonged. And they don't get the experience as much as our trainees do here.
Mm. Is that because the Japanese have less heart disease?
Not really. It's just that their system of training, for them to become a professor or to become a consultant, takes years.
Mm.
But I must say, you look well.
Thank you very much. Because
thank
of
you.
I was in Singapore and they told me, if you compare Tun Mahathir and Lee Kuan Yew, they're all very disciplined people, very hardworking, very follow the instruction of the doctors. But I did say the only difference is that Tun Mahathir has got Tun Siti Hasma, doctor in the heart.
Good.
Is that so? She was very strict. I didn't know what she was doing when I was in hospital. Stopping but people from coming to see me.
That's
yeah,
right.
I was really the guard at the door.
Yeah, you were the gatekeeper.
Not because the hospital wanted me to stay. Because they say that that's my role.
It's easier for you to refuse people to come in rather than the hospital. Yes. They always ask me, Tun, what's the secret of your well-being? I say, well, it's largely genetic. And also because Tun is a highly disciplined person. He listens to the doctors, he takes his medication, exercise regularly. So now they say, I cannot retire until I'm 95. I say, God, I'm not Tun.
Yeah. I get asked that question everywhere I go.
Really?
Even in Japan, in other countries also. Invariably, somebody will come up with that question. How do you maintain your health? At 93, you're still functioning. I don't know. But I think it is partly genetic also.
Sure, I think so.
But if you are spared from diseases like cancer, then I think you can have a reasonable chance of having a good, healthy life. But if you get one of these debilitating diseases, then of course nothing you do for yourself will really preserve you.
Of course. But I also say, Tun, that we doctors in the medical fraternity would like to think that we did contribute a little bit.
Not a little bit, a lot. Before there were heart surgery, I think I wouldn't last. I would have gone down with the first heart attack, but the ability to do this heart operation, open up the chest. Before you open up the chest, you die.
That's right.
Because the lung will collapse. See, but now very complicated operation lasting hours can be carried out because you have the heart-lung machine.
That's right. Yeah.
I think this is a great invention. After heart surgery, I think you can be almost normal.
Almost,
and see, otherwise, if you climb stairs and all that, you get dizzy.
Of course.
But until now, I can climb stairs. In my office, there are 28 steps to go up. I go up that, come down, and go up again, and come down. I make it a habit not to use lifts if I can help it. So in the house, we have installed a lift, but I don't often use the lift. I prefer to climb the stairs up and down.
I was impressed on when Lee Hsien Loong visited you recently. I noticed you walk up the stairs of the Perdana Foundation.
Yeah.
As a 93-year-old, I'm very proud of of him.
Yeah.
And you didn't seem very breathless. You know, you were not breathless at all.
Yeah. But after the second operation, the first time I tried climbing the stairs, I was very dizzy.
Tired, eh?
Yeah, dizzy. I couldn't breathe. Couldn't breathe. And I took a long time before I can climb the stairs properly. But I use that as a test to see whether my health is okay or not. If I can climb the stairs, it means that I'm okay.
Good.
And see, I do a lot of testing myself, what I can do, what I cannot do, whether I'm going downhill or not. One of the things I always tell people is not to eat too much. This actually, it was my mother who told me that when you find the food is very nice, stop eating. Oh. And I couldn't understand why she told, until I went to study medicine. Then I realized when the food is too nice, you tend to overeat.
That's right.
When you overeat, the stomach expands.
Yes.
And later on, you have to eat more in order to assuage your hunger.
True.
And then when the food is nice again, you overeat again and becomes bigger.
Yes.
And the result is you become obese, fat.
Yes.
And then, of course, you have all the other complications like a strain on the heart, for example. I just, when I see fat people, I just can't stand it. I say, why don't you reduce your weight?
Yeah.
Because it all comes from overeating.
That's true.
If you don't overeat, you cannot be fat. My trousers, which were made 35 years ago, I can still wear.
We came here, Tun, with a few doctors to celebrate your 93rd birthday and to wish you all the very best.
Oh.
And to Tun City as well. I heard
but
it's your
I'm
birthday.
But I'm still 92. To...
But you'll be 93 soon.
Yeah, but I'm not 93. I'm 92. I was a victim of my own ruling. Leadership by example.
Yes.
Now, if I had a heart attack and I have to go elsewhere for my operation, I think I will not be actually practicing leadership by example. So I have to show the example. I know the risks that I ran, but I thought, well, if you don't survive, you don't survive. But yeah, if you don't try, you don't know.
Sure.
But it was a very spiritual process, actually, of convincing yourself that it can be done. It was after that that I coined the word Malaysia Boleh, that we can do. We can do whatever.
Well, it was an honor for us, doctors, that you chose us to be the surgeons, the group of surgeons to do the surgery.
You still remember the day?
I still remember the day. In fact, the American cardiologist shook my hand in the morning of the surgery and told me, Yaya, if you need medical asylum, you can come to America.
true. Yeah.
But I gathered a very good team. I think we had a very good team of doctors. All we needed to do was to follow the protocol. And they asked me whether I was nervous. Of course, it's only natural. I'm a human, so obviously we were natural to be operating on the Prime Minister.
Yes.
How long did it take?
Take about 5 hours, a bit more.
A bit more.
Is that from the time?
The time Tun came into OT, he was anesthetized.
Yes.
Then we opened the chest and we put the patient on my
chest. I don't know whether I told you.
No.
Because he was already, he has his
pre-medication. Pre-medicate.
And he was already asleep. And it's just on the ear, about 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, before the surgery, this was?
Before the surgery. One day before, I got a call at 10 o'clock in the night from Singapore. Oh. People are very concerned.
Sure.
And concern was condition and who was going to do the surgery. And Mr. Lee Kuan Yew rang me up. 10 o'clock. I wanted to speak to him. Uh-huh. Okay, so I said, sorry, Mr. Lee, he's already had his sedation and he's asleep. Oh, he said, when's the operation? I said, tomorrow. Oh, he said, he was very surprised. It can't be postponed. I didn't tell you this then. Can it be postponed? He said, no, because he's got his pre-medication. He's going to do it. Who's doing it? I said, yeah. He said, he has got ready.
Victor Chang.
He's one of those people who are very concerned.
Yes, sure.
Good intention. He's got ready, Mr. Vincent.
Victor.
From Australia.
Victor Chang.
Victor Chang.
From Sydney,
yes. He's going to fly to Singapore. And with his cardiac team in from Singapore to come and do him. And I said, that's it, he's going to do it. And how many cardiac cases have done
to you? At that time, he wasn't a transfer.
No.
How many
cases? I said, well, his Mahathir has chosen him. It's okay. So I just want to cut short his conversation. I said, Mr. Lee, thank you very much for your concern. Can I ring you up tomorrow morning after the surgery? Oh yes, please do.
So modern technology has come a long way in heart surgery.
To cap it all, Astro Awani decided to surprise Tuan Dr. Mahathir and Tuan Dr. Siti Hasma with their young fans as Athena, Suhaila and Muhammad Arash presented a cake to our beloved Prime Minister. Happy birthday, Tuan. We love you.